2026 Colorado Pro Timing Day. Not quite the star-studded event it was a year ago, Leo. Let's start out with Xavier Hill. The man loves his cheeseburgers. He's got to get to five guys tonight.
He certainly does. He earned it here today, Adam. Weighed in at 313 pounds officially, and everything he tested, absolutely phenomenal. 30-inch vertical jump. He said he got 31 during his testing leading up to the event. Pretty impressive. Also ran a 5-flat 40-yard dash at 313 pounds. Just phenomenal. It was insane.
And when he ran that 40, you could see the athleticism too, right? I mean, there's an eyeball test to it as well that these pro scouts are looking at, because you're not asking offensive linemen to run 40 yards on a regular basis, obviously.
You're not. You really are having him run more like a 10-yard box when he's pulling. Xavier Hill specifically is a guy who's got great movement, and that's what they want to see. Can you get out in space? Can you get on a linebacker on the second level? Can you block a fast defensive end who maybe is outside in the nine tech, and you're going to have to reach him and step far? I think Xavier showed that today with his explosiveness, his agility, and that was kind of something he talked about as well. Just wanted to come out and show scouts that, you know, whatever may not have shown on film, it came up and showed up today.
Would you agree with me when I say that I think that Xavier Hill is the most draftable guy coming out of today?
I think if you look top to bottom of this roster, 100%. Just the amount of years he's had in college playing multiple positions on the offensive line, he could really play truly tackle through center at the college level. I think at the NFL, they're going to want him more as a guard, as a center. He's going to have to snap. You know, he didn't really show too much of that, but he did say he's practicing it. But, yeah, I think it's fair to say that Xavier is by far the most complete player on this team.
Sincere Brown, sub 4.440. He was another guy that you kind of expected to boost his stock today because of the measurables. He doesn't have as much tape as some other receivers out there. But it just takes one team. As you were telling me earlier today, just one team. And I wouldn't be shocked in the seventh round, sixth round, if one team falls in love with Sincere Brown's measurables.
Speed kills. It goes back to the days of, you know, the Oakland Raiders. They kind of had that motto of wanting to go out and find fast, you know, receivers. The great Al Davis, that was his motto. And I think teams specifically always look for that. You talk about, you know, Sean Payton, someone here in Colorado who's a caller who likes to have those kind of depths, those players who can take the top off of defense and special teams, right? Maybe you put him out at a returner. You see if he can't break a kickoff with a new kickoff rule in the NFL. I think there's a variety of different ways you can use Sincere's body type and frame. And one thing he talked about was, you know, showing he can do the little things as well. The versatile catches, short yardage situations, really building himself up into a more complete route runner. But like you said, he doesn't have, you know, a ton of film. He could definitely do that deep ball amazingly. I think there are some areas of his game he can improve on, but he definitely showed out today.
One other guy that's kind of a hopeful in this 2026 Buffs draft class is Amari McNeil. And when he is on, he's on. He's a pretty special defensive lineman, and it's hard to find defensive linemen that have the explosiveness that he has shown at times here. The consistency factor, not there as much. We didn't get to see him do every drill today, but he felt good about his day as well. That's another guy I have my eye on.
Yeah, I think he passes the eye test for sure, Adam. When you look at him in person, he's put together. He seems to have been taking his training very seriously this offseason. Noticeably, he looks more in shape than he did, you know, this past football season. So I think he's really been trying to dial it up to take it to the next step. But like you said, he's got, you know, when he's at his best, he is up there with some of the most dominant defensive tackles in college football. If he was able to play his peak for a full season, I think you would look at some conference recognition for him and just whatever he's able to bring for this team. So that's his ceiling, right? I think teams are going to have to look at that and weigh that and see, can we bring the most up out of him? I wouldn't be surprised if he got an invite to some rookie mini camps. I don't see him getting drafted, but I think there's definitely a position for him as an undrafted free agent.
That's maybe the story for some other guys too, right? An Arden Walker, Azarian McGill that maybe doesn't have the size to get drafted, but you want to bring into your franchise as an NFL team. Maybe Zy Chrisler. There's like a number of guys that could be like 10 years in on a practice squad, but maybe not like, competing for Super Bowls necessarily.
Correct. Fringe players, but hey, that's what the NFL always needs. That's what's one thing that's really cool about this event is that these guys recognize that they're trying to, you know, just get a step in the door, trying to show scouts that they're willing to do whatever it takes to get on the field. And I think you are going to have a lot of the fringe guys, and the record reflected that, right? There's no secret that someone was going to come in and just absolutely blow stars away and be that first round pick like Travis Hunter. But I think these guys were trying to show they're reliable, they care about the sport, they love the game, and that's something that's kind of fading out with the NIL in this era of college football. So it's really just refreshing to see guys who care about the sport and wanted to come out and give it one last try.
I got a chance to catch up with a couple of NFL scouts. One of them, Jordan Dizon, a former Buff linebacker that is one of my favorite people. And I got a chance to meet Jeremiah Brown's mom. And I had to tell her, you did a great job raising that young man. Like, when he comes in those media scrums, is there anybody that handles it better than JB?
No, he's such a good guy, and you could feel that right off, especially with a lot of the guys who came up and talked today. You could really just feel that energy. But, yeah, JB specifically, always well-mannered, always kind. He comes in with a positive attitude. I think he really approaches things the right way. It's kind of interesting. You joked with him about, you know, not doing electricianing yet. He seemed pretty excited about that, but I know the guy is really trying to continue to make this football thing work. So it's good to see a guy like that who's put a lot of effort into this game, who shows heart, really having some success.
I got to get back to Five Guys. I haven't been there in a long time. Xavier Hill said he goes for the triple. I'm definitely not doing that. I'm going to be in a coma if that takes place. What's your go-to at Five Guys?
You know, I think I could probably put down a triple cheese. I might have to add some bacon on it or something. But I'm going to have to go out and try, you know, Mr. Hill's menu order. And I think it was a good shout, to be honest with you.
Well, you got that youthful metabolism. Take advantage of it. Leo, thanks for joining us at Pro Timing Day. A fun event. Again, not quite as star-studded as last year, but there's some guys to root for going forward with this Colorado team and NFL hopefuls. Thanks for tuning in. Now you're going to hear some comments made by Xavier Hill following his performance at CU's Pro Timing Day event.
I was just trying to prove, you know, any doubts about my athleticism or, you know, just anything along those capabilities, you know, whether it's my body composition or just willingness to work. You know, that's all I wanted to learn and showcase, that I was willing and able to, you know, work on those things.
Leo.
Xavier, you've been able to play a lot of different positions in your time throughout college. How do you feel that versatility is going to help you at the next level?
Just being able to, you know, not being a one-side, one-position guy, you know, just being able to have that versatile mindset, you know, whatever the team needs, whatever the team gets. So that's just how I approach it.
Adam.
Xavier, you touched on your athleticism. I don't know many 300-plus pounders that can jump 30 inches with a vertical leap. Well, what's your best in that event as you were testing leading up to today?
I believe my best was like a 31. So, I mean, I hit it right on the head of where I trained at. So.
How good did that feel just to kind of show that?
It felt good, you know, just being able to show the work that I put in, you know, actually, like, display it. You know, it just felt good. It feels great, honestly, you know, just being able to finish it out this way, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say I have no regrets, but I have nothing that I should be ashamed of, you know, that happened in my college career. I learned a lot, made a lot of mistakes, and learned a lot from those mistakes.
Leo.
What's been the hardest part about playing Division I offensive line for you?
I would say being able to keep your weight down, you know. Just like this whole year, I've been craving cheeseburger this whole year, so I just wanted to go get a cheeseburger right now. So that's probably been the biggest struggle.
Where at?
I'll probably go Five Guys, you know, triple cheeseburger.
See, right, I do want to ask you, you have that versatility, but have you talked to scouts about where they kind of see you as your more guard tackle or where you want to be?
Oh, yeah, most of the scouts I've talked to, they see me somewhere on the interior, you know, whether I have the you know, whether I have the ability to snap to play center or either the guard position, but, you know, like I said, whatever team needs.
Go ahead.
So what was that training process like for you, and were you working some center during that time as well?
Yes. When I was when I've been training this year, I've been getting snaps, reps at center, guard, both guards, you know. Not too much a tackle because I'm on the 6'3", you know. It's tackles are a bit taller, but, you know. But that's kind of like my natural position, so, you know, I've always just been able to play that just whenever.